Hi, this is Brian French, and welcome to the Marketing Freak Show. Please remember to scroll through other episodes of our marketing tips by scrolling through the media browser. You're also welcome to send me an email at brian@floridawebsitemarketing.com. Today's topic is discarding marketing gravel. Now, this topic is all about the behavior that I see in a lot of clients is that they hold on tight to low-quality marketing gravel. All too often, I see marketing campaigns treat a lump of coal type of prospect the same as a lump of gold. Now, that's just pure crazy. Good marketing prospecting is like gold prospecting. It's based on some prospects on the periodic table are worth more than others. Now, if you can't tell the difference between gold and coal, your marketing campaign is doomed. What often happens is that when people are not running enough material or prospects through their marketing process, or let's call it wash plant, they tend to overvalue what they have. So if you have very few pieces of gold, you're going to actually overvalue worthless rock. And my recommendation to you is to discard of worthless marketing gravel and unqualified prospects as quickly as possible. And if you do that and you have nothing in the form of gold in your wash plant, then that's fine. Then you're dealing with from a perspective of reality instead of illusion. A lot of times marketing people will always feel compelled to show their boss that they have, 20 leads in their marketing plan, where in reality they don't have any. They're unqualified people. So let's get back to reality and get back to the facts of the matter, which is your marketing campaign is simply a wash plant to find nuggets of gold. Here are five ways to refine and improve your wash plant when it comes to marketing and to separate gold from that gravel. Number one question that you should be using as a tool to evaluate the quality of your prospect is, does this person have money? Ask them, do you have money to spend or do you not? The crazy thing about marketing is that it's often the most neglected element of their business. They'll spend thousands of dollars on an office to make it look pretty. They'll spend hundreds of thousand dollars on, let's say, a legal education to be able to practice and to be in the legal business. But then when it comes to actually supporting the business, they'll starve the marketing budget. It's equivalent of buying an expensive automobile. Let's say you buy a Rolls Royce for a couple hundred thousand dollars and not have any money left to buy gasoline. And that's just crazy. So that happens a lot. And we'll actually create that comparison with people. It's like, hey, do you really think you're doing the best job for your business to starve the element that's going to bring in future revenues? And if they don't accept that, then we simply consider them a gravel type of prospect. So do you have money is the first point. Number two is, do you really dig our product or service? Do you understand it? Does it motivate you? Do you believe that it's a better choice than what you've seen before? Do you want to work with us? Or do we not hit your hot buttons? It's okay to say no. And it's really important that you, in your process of talking to people, that you simply let go. If they have trouble understanding your offer, then it just may not be a good fit. And nobody wants to deal with clients that are confused and troubled beyond repair. Number three, can a prospect make a decision about purchasing your product? A lot of time, the purchasing of a product can be done by somebody else. So let's say that if you're talking to an assistant type and they don't have control over the purse strings, you could give the most eloquent presentation and great offer, but that person simply does not have the ability to make a decision. And the other part of it is did they have the emotional capacity and logic to be able to make a decision? Some people, when you meet them through the internet world and social media, they just simply get hooked on free. So they'll take free as long as they can take it, right? And so you need to be able to identify is can they make a decision and can they open the wallet? The fourth thing is do they have reasonable expectations? You can't solve important issues without being committed to it. And what that means is, you know, are you committed to your plan over 3 to a 6 month time period? If you're unable to kind of give a marketing campaign that type of breathing room, then I kind of question whether or not people have a reasonable expectation. You know, obviously people's business are going to be around 3 to 6 months from now, but if people are super desperate and need a quick fix to happen within a week or two, then they're simply not a good candidate for most type of campaigns. So you want people to understand that your product is an excellent one, but it is not a miracle cure. It's not, you know, a magic pill that takes away every issue in their life, because those things don't exist. So for success to happen, people need to be committed to your product over a period of time. And you want clients who are going to be around for a period of time. So you're going to be investing on the front end of the relationship in search for relationships and clients that are going to be around for more than a month or two. So remember, these four tips, you know, do they have money? Do they dig your product? Can they make a decision? And do they have reasonable expectations? Now, if they don't, if the answer is no or maybe, then I recommend that people simply contact their prospects and suggest that they actually close the file on people. So maybes are really no's. They're polite no's. So what I suggest is people address that and say, you know, it sounds like, you know, you're not ready or able to start a campaign. And is it okay if I close your file with our company? Now, closing, giving people that kind of alternative is kind of like dating. You've raised the element of your product significantly enough where it's like you're on an equal footing. Do you want to continue to have the opportunity to work with me, or should I take that away? So if somebody is pursuing the other person, if you're chasing after prospects, guess what your clients or prospects are doing? Those prospects are running, right? So if you're chasing, they're running. And it's crazy to chase after people. Refuse to do so. This is Brian French with the Marketing Freak Show. If you found these comments to be helpful, please drop me an email at brian@floridawebsitemarketing.com. Thank you and have a great day.